the bitter part was the passing of Stan Saverin. Now, I expected it. It's not like it came out of nowhere. I've known for about a week. It was dire, and I got a call yesterday saying that, hey, look, it's going to be hours, okay? So I expected it. I did text Stan late last week with everything you'd been going through. Stan Saverin was one of the truly unbelievable pros and one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet on the face of the earth. When I first started on the Football Network, it was 1983. I'm 25 years old. And I'm looking over and I've got Gil Santos, who'd been doing the Patriots for years, and because WBZ temporarily lost the contract, he was free to do Penn State football for 4 years. John Grant, George Paterno, Stan Saverin. Gil I'd heard for years because of his Patriots experience. John, obviously, I knew. George, I knew. But I didn't know Stan. And part of what I saw with him is that with him, I'd look over and I would think to myself, why? How am I going to get along with this guy? I'm not in this guy's class. Yeah, I mean, Stan was already an established pro. He was outstanding. I'm like, he's not going to. What does he care about, what I think or what I might ask or whatever? Because, look, I was 25. I hadn't accomplished really much of anything yet. He had accomplished so much. And in the first two sentences, we became friends right away, and he threw me all of this respect that, frankly, I don't even know if I'd even remotely had earned. But that's the way Stan was. See, Stan felt that when you're broadcasting together, you were a family. And you had to take care of your family. Stan firmly believed that. And your family forever. And I learned, as a young broadcaster, I was handed the gift of all gifts in that I worked with a guy like John Grant who deeply believed in preparation, which really influenced me. I work with Gil Santos, and you can hear elements of what Gil taught me when you listen to any broadcast today that I do of a game. I mean, he was, as play-by-play, he was my mentor. Fran was terrific, and I learned a lot from Fran, but in terms of the nuts and bolts of doing play-by-play, Gil was my mentor. And then there was Stan Saverin. Stan Saverin sitting there for 4 years with Stan. 4 years. I learned how to handle questions, make sure that you had your preparation and facts ready, how to treat people, and then I would listen to the questions he would ask Joe. And it really taught me over 4 years how to ask questions, good questions, the right kind of question, the way to ask a question. Because Stan knew all of that. And I was so fortunate to have all of those elements rolled into these people. Plus, of course, George. And George, of course, with his knowledge of the game. Great story about Nelson Goldberg came up with this idea that instead of having one person do the pregame show with Joe, why don't we have everybody? Because TCS had the rights. So it was going to be Gil, John, Steve, Stan, and George in a round table with Joe for 50 minutes. Then the last two segments of the show, were, one was analyzing the game on our part, and the other one was like, you know, have some fun and predict the final score of the game. Okay. And that's where I got a chance to really, you know, listen to Stan Shine and how smart he was and how he'd ask questions and how he'd go about it. I learned so much from him. Well, we went through one season where we went into November and hadn't been paid yet. I'm sitting there looking, okay, this isn't good. And Gil comes up to everybody and he says, Stan, George, Steve, John, we're going to go confront Nelson Goldberg. I'm thinking to myself, okay. We're going to confront the boss. This will be a lot of fun. Nels, we don't get paid by next week. We're not doing next week's game. Now I'm sitting there, the green of all green, looking around going, are you sure you want to do this? I didn't say anything, but I'm thinking that. The next week we show up to do the round table. And there's a check waiting for each of us. Like, great. So I open up my check. And it's for the first game. I think this is our third season together doing this. So it was 1985. So it was for the Maryland game. So I got one game. Gil opened up his envelope, leans over to me, and says, Steve, did you get just one game? I said, yeah. He says, yeah, so did I. I said, yeah, well, technically we got paid. He says, yeah, I know, technically. He said, we each got one game. Stan opened his envelope, and it said void. He leans over to me. He says, Steve, check this out. I said, you have to be kidding me. It said void. Now, eventually, you all did get paid. But he was the consummate pros pro that was just a great guy. Cleveland, loved the then-called Indians, loved him. But became an icon in Pittsburgh. He and Guy Junker did the show on KBL. Stan Guy, I love the show. Everybody, Stan Guy, I love the show. Because Stan was great at it. And Stan was, I can tell you, a great play-by-play guy. Now, it's a little bit different. I talk about, you know, with Gil. Gil did radio play-by-play, which is, you know. So radio play-by-play is a little different than TV play-by-play, but Stan could do anything. Stan was a great play-by-play guy, and he really worked so well with George. I mean, he worked beautifully with George. And Stan was one of the special ones in this business, somebody that should be emulated by young people in this business as to how to conduct yourself, how to handle yourself, how to ask questions, how to give proper commentary, how, you know, the ability to disagree with somebody but do it in such a way that when the call's done, the person that you disagree with still likes you. Stan is somebody that leaves this earth universally respected by everybody that ever worked with him, universally respected by people who listened and watched him, and universally respected by the athletes and coaches he covered. That's quite a statement to say about an individual. And that's Stan Savern. And I give a lot of credit to any kind of success I've had today, any kind of credit, to any kind of success I've had today, because I was so fortunate, a young stage of my career. To have next to me Gil Santos, a John Grant, a Stan Savran, and a George Paterno, who all, without maybe realizing it, taught me so much. I worked around the best, and by working around them, it gave me the best chance at success. And I thought the absolute world to stand, and I know what... I think you made a comment to me about when we had Stan on the show. What was the last year we had Stan on the show? Right? And you made some comment like, oh, you guys really like each other. Well, that's why Stan was. He liked everybody. So, you know. So, yeah, bittersweet. No question. So thrilled for Calvin. I'll get into a lot of what he's done a little bit later in the show. I know we have Neil Coolong today. We have Lafitte and Pink Eye today. And we'll have Jerry Dulac tomorrow. And Stan did a lot of work, by the way, in those Steeler press conferences. A lot of work he did with Jack Ham on those over the years. Jack loved him. But, yeah, I love Stan. He was... they don't make me better than him. You know, he obviously had a lot of health problems. He was very upfront about it with everybody. Everybody knows about the lung cancer, about the diabetes, about, you know, his toes and his right foot being amputated and everything like that. I mean, he went through a lot, especially later in life. So, yeah. But I can't say enough great things about him, because he's an easy person to say a lot of great things about, and he meant a lot to me personally, and he meant a lot to my career, and probably didn't know it. Gil, I told eventually. Gil even said to me, I didn't realize I had that kind of influence. I said some stuff to Stan, but maybe not to the extent I maybe should have, and I should have probably. So,